Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Why is it that with sparkling water, I'm always playing guessing games with what flavor I'm drinking? Is it citrus? Is it aluminum can flavored? Not sure. Sparkling ice, though, they really mean flavor. Like in-your-face flavor. Orange mango, black raspberry. Don't even get me started on the strawberry lemonade. Kiwi strawberry slid right into my taste buds' DMs last night and let them know who's boss. No subtleties there and no sugar either. But it does have vitamins and antioxidants. Find sparkling ice at a major grocery store or club retailer near you. Sparkling ice. Anything but subtle.
This is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. I'm Joe Reed. Alan Mintzkoff is with me for the whole week. He's a contributor to Audiophile Magazine. And he said, we're talking about food and we're talking about novels. So where are we landing today?
Today we're doing the classic Oranges by John McPhee. And it is read splendidly. Let's just get this out right now by Grover Gardner. I want to just begin that this is a splendid pairing of a Golden Voice narrator with one of our finest nonfiction writers. It is like a marriage of two extraordinary talents.
That I believe. Now, Oranges, I mean, I remember reading that, years and years and years ago.
It's from the 60s, and what's so remarkable is it holds up very well. I mean, obviously the data from the 1960s is no longer pertinent, but his story of Oranges really still resonates. And to go back to these two, the writer and the narrator both have wisdom in their tone and temperament. Gardner almost always sounds to me like somebody I want to sit around the fire and listen to him indefinitely.
Well, he sounds like somebody I just want to sit around the fire and have a martini with.
You're absolutely right.
I mean, I just like his voice. He does sound just so learned all the time.
He gets it. And he can go all over the world, as of course McPhee does, and he handles it very well. And McPhee is one of the great, not only writers, but researchers. So, and you'll see in the sound sample we're going to listen to, the kind of work he does. It's just obvious in that sample and in the way that he writes that he puts in the time, and you always learn from him.
Now, Tabula Rasa, that was a best of nonfiction. It's by John McPhee and also read by Grover Gardner, and best of nonfiction for Audiophile in 2023.
So it may be that now they're going to bring back some of McPhee's classic works, because Tabula Rasa is this recent McPhee where he is writing about the pieces that didn't get published. So he must have really enjoyed Gardner's work, because obviously John McPhee can choose anybody he wants. He's even done some of his own.
Oranges is such a classic piece of reportage. Explain just a little bit about what this short but wonderful book is about.
Well, it takes you around the world with how people eat, how they plant, how they harvest this most pleasurable fruit. And he talks about, as always with McPhee, the mythology of the orange is never far. Especially his planting stuff is good. And that's why I think this book still works, because he really talks about the rootstocks from lemon trees work, and how they actually place the trees, that the southern part, you get more fruit on the tree. And I love the way that he brings the orange and its culture to life, how it is different, how it is appreciated and loved and tasted in different parts of the world.
And what are we going to hear?
We are going to hear his beginning, where it is sort of a rondo. He will take you to all these places and shares with you how they eat oranges and how they appreciate them.
Okay, this is Oranges by John McPhee, and it's read by Grover Gardner.
Sometimes Europeans eat oranges with knives and forks. On occasion, they serve a dessert orange that has previously been peeled with such extraordinary care that strips of the peel arc outward like the petals of a flower from the separated and reassembled segments in the center. The Swiss sometimes serve oranges under a smothering of sugar and whipped cream. On a hot day in a Swiss garden, orange juice with ice is a luxurious drink. Norwegian children like to remove the top of an orange, make a little hole, push a lump of sugar into it, and then suck out the juice. English children make orange peel teeth and wedge them over their gums on Halloween. Irish children take oranges to the movies, where they eat them while they watch the show, tossing the peels at each other and at the people on the screen.
This really is a great marriage between Gardner and McPhee. And as I said, Grover has narrated a lot of McPhee's work, which is saying something because he's prolific.
Oh my God, he's one of the most prolific nonfiction writers in this country.
Right. So Grover Gardner really knows his work. There's a confidence.
And, you know, we don't always talk about it, but I think his cadence is one of the most unique and satisfying of narrators that are working today.
Yeah, I think that's a really, really nice point. We were talking about Oranges by John McPhee, read by Golden Voice Grover Gardner. Okay, Alan, thank you so much. I look forward to talking to you tomorrow.
And I do too.
The Lost Van Gogh, narrated by Eduardo Ballerini, is the sponsor of today's episode of Behind the Mic. And remember to stop by audiophilemagazine.com, where you can find reviews for literally hundreds and hundreds of audiobooks, so you can make an informed listening choice. I'm Joe Reed, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.